From Story Flow Tech. Tech, the day's top 10. June 12th, from Story Flow. This is your daily audio brief for June 12th. Here are today's top 10 tech stories. Let's get into it. First, from TechScoop. Palo Alto VPN flaw turns Global Protect into the new front door for attackers. We partnered with Anthropic to make our Claude Code course free for everyone. No subscription, no trial. Just dive in. It's taught by Lydia Halley, who's been an instructor with us for years and now works on the Claude Code team at Anthropic. When she taught Claude Code Live, it broke every platform record we have, with over 10,000 people tuning in. Lydia has a knack for visualizing how tools work under the hood, which is exactly the mental model you need to stop guessing with AI and start directing it. Palo Alto Networks has confirmed active exploitation of CVE-2026-0257, an authentication bypass vulnerability affecting the Global Protect portal and gateway components in PAN-OS. In practical terms, the flaw can allow a remote attacker to bypass authentication controls and establish an unauthorized VPN connection into an enterprise environment. Palo Alto rates the issue as high severity, CVSS 7.8, with highest suggested urgency, while Rapid7 has urged organizations to treat it as critical because it affects internet-facing VPN infrastructure. The important nuance: this does not affect every Palo Alto deployment. Palo Alto says exposure depends on Global Protect being configured with authentication, override cookies, and a specific certificate configuration. Panorama and Cloud NGFW are not impacted, while affected PAN-OS branches include 10.2, 11.1, 11.2, 12.1, and some Prisma Access deployments before fixed versions. Rapid7 says its MDR team observed successful exploitation across multiple customers, with the earliest observed activity on May 17, 2026. The activity involved suspicious cookie-based authentication to a local admin account, and Rapid7 said it did not observe successful lateral movement in those cases. The vulnerability has also been added to CISA's known exploited vulnerabilities catalog, which turns it from patch soon into prioritize now. The bigger story is that attackers are increasingly targeting the systems that decide who gets inside the network: VPN gateways, firewalls, identity bridges, SASE connectors, and remote access appliances sit at the edge of the enterprise. If those systems fail, attackers do not need to phish a user, steal a password, or defeat MFA in the normal way. They may be able to enter through the infrastructure that was supposed to enforce trust. That is why this flaw is more dangerous than its technical score alone suggests. A vulnerability in an internal app may expose one workload. A vulnerability in an enterprise VPN gateway can create a path into the corporate network, cloud resources, internal applications, admin panels, and identity-connected services. For years, enterprises treated VPN access as a controlled, authenticated doorway. But this incident shows a harsh reality. When the gateway itself has an authentication bypass, identity policies downstream may never get the chance to work. This is especially relevant in hybrid environments where VPNs still connect employees, contractors, developers, support teams, OT networks, and cloud workloads. Even companies that have adopted zero trust often still keep legacy VPN infrastructure for special cases, privileged access, regional offices, or fallback connectivity. The lesson for CISOs is clear. Remote access infrastructure must be monitored like a Tier 0 identity system, not just like a network box. Palo Alto's challenge is not only patching the bug, it also has to preserve customer trust in Global Protect as a secure remote access layer. The company has issued fixed versions and recommends mitigations such as disabling authentication override or using a dedicated certificate for authentication override cookies. But this incident will likely increase scrutiny around how security vendors handle cookie validation, certificate reuse, backward compatibility, and convenience features that reduce login friction. Features designed to make access smoother can become dangerous when their trust assumptions break. This should trigger an immediate review of VPN exposure, not just a patch ticket. Security teams should identify all GlobalProtect portals and gateways, confirm whether authentication override cookies are enabled, verify certificate configuration, apply fixed PAN OS versions, and hunt for suspicious GlobalProtect logins. The most important operational takeaway: do not stop at patching. Review logs for successful VPN sessions from unusual infrastructure, generic host names, odd MAC addresses, unexpected Linux clients, local admin logins, and cookie-based authentication events. Unit 42 has also published indicators of activity for defenders to hunt against. This is a strong use case for managed detection and response.